I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
94.7 The Block and our sister station 101.9 WFAN present the quickest New York football preview with WFAN weekday evening host Keith McPherson.
Week 5, okay, it's game time. May I kick a couple raps about the matchups and main guys? I hate it when they play the Jets and Giants at the same time. 1 o'clock, running hot. You know that the Jets about to run the rock. And if they lose this week, they'll be on the clock. Thinking about a draft pick, maybe a quarterback pick. Just give the ball to Breece Hall, throw it to wherever Garrett is. It won't even matter, kids. They find a way to lose. I guarantee that Dallas wins against New York. That's win number 2. The first one they stole from under Big Blue. Back-to-back weeks trying to eat a W. I don't know what they're going to do without one coming through. No Malik Neighbors, you're down one elite player. Dart shocked the world. Can he be greater a week later? Who that say they gon' beat them Saints? A 2.5 spread says the Giants ain't. I expect to win, and that defense to be great. Put Spencer Rattler on his back or on skates, get in his face. And Monday night might look like something light. But down in Duval, the Jags will put up a fight. The Chiefs already won. We thought they were done. The dynasty is not over. They're about to go on a run.
Bam, 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 bam. Perfect. Another one. Man, it was hard to do that today. Like, to try to write a rap about football when all I'm thinking about is baseball, the Yankees, Cam Schlittler, the ALDS. Like, that. This was the hardest one ever today. I'm like, I don't care at all. Like, I came in here last night and I saw the 49ers beat the Rams. I was like, whatever. I have not looked at my fantasy team. I am not thinking about football at all. So shout out to Skip and the good folks over at 94.7 The Block being patient with me. My due date or like my deadline is usually Friday at 12 to deliver those. But like I said, I've been driving to the stadium every day at 3-4 o'clock. And then going to the game, and then coming here every night to do a show, and then not going home until like 2:30, and then sleeping from 3 to 7, and then my baby gets up, and my wife gets up to go to work, then they get out the door at 8, then I try to go back to sleep till like 10, and before I know it, it's 3 o'clock again. So, man, today I didn't send that in until almost 5 o'clock, but I just appreciate them allowing me to rap on the old school hip-hop station. And being patient with me on my delivery. I'm a deliver. It's not hard for me to cook up. Hopefully you enjoyed that. That was Gangstar Work. You may also know that beat from Max Fried when he warms up. When Max Fried warms up in the stadium. Yeah, I'm going to be on Tidop. Far as my eyes can see, victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly. So, you know, hip hop. Couple things here marinating. Football talk on the Fan I'm going to get into a little bit. And, you know, you got the Jets hosting the Dallas Cowboys, two rookie head coaches. Why can't the Jets beat the Cowboys? Because their defense is not going to stop Dak. I think I had a rhyme. They're not going to stop Dak. He's getting whatever he wants when he drops back. Not in that rhyme. I think I deleted that part of it. But, like, I just don't see them. They've been so suspect covering. They've been so suspect tackling. I don't see them stopping Dak. Even though CeeDee Lamb is not there, I expect the Cowboys to find a way to win against the Jets, and that's unfortunate. The Jets going 0-5 under Glenn is not a good look. Coming off of last year, coming off of the last few years, the Jets are looking to avoid their fourth 0-5 start in franchise history. And the Cowboys just tied. The Cowboys should have lost to the Giants. Like, they're not a good team. They're mid. This is a spot that if the Jets actually, like, run the ball like they started to do last week and then Braylon Allen fumbled, and that's another thing. You don't have Braylon Allen, so you're down a back. But if the Jets actually run the ball, control the clock, keep the ball out of Dak Prescott's hand, and keep it a low-scoring game, and then also throw the ball, like I said in the wrap, throw the ball wherever Garrett is. Their secondary, the Dallas secondary and defense is a whole trash can. If Justin Fields can't pick them apart, then he can't pick anybody apart. The Dallas defense has made Russell Wilson and Caleb Williams look great this year. Come on, Justin Fields. I'm rooting for you, bro. Jets fans, call me up with your thoughts. 888-808-1019. Yankee fans, stay on the line. I'm coming to you next. I'm just getting my football stuff off because I'm running out of time. With the Giants, it's all about Jackson Dart. They don't have Malik Nabers. That sucks. Like, for this kid to be in his second start without his elite wide receiver, just having the safety blanket of throw it wherever Malik is. Malik down there somewhere. Throw it to Nabers. Jalin Hyatt's got to step up. Darius Slayton, Wandale Robinson, Theo Johnson, whomever. They also don't have Tyrone Tracy. So the Giants are down their two offensive weapons from the year before that they found. Cam Scataboo. Yeah. Cam Scataboo. Give him the ball. Let him eat. He's got to run the rock against that Saints defense. Spencer Rattler is not good. He has not won a game. Do not let the New York Giants be the team that gives him his first win. They won't. Because Brian Burns, Spider-Man, Spider-Man's going to be all over him. Abdul Carter, Sexy Dexy, Kayvon. I just think they're going to make it a long day for him. But what I will say, and don't underestimate this, New Orleans has a good culture of Sunday's football in that dome. Teams have walked in there thinking that they're going to beat them, and a couple special teams plays go one way, or, I don't know, Alvin Kamara or Rashid Shaheed, or somebody breaks a big play that can swing a game. And it gets loud in there, and this is Jackson Dart's second start as a rookie, and he's got a lot to prove. He's got to do it again. He re-energized Giants fans, and I think he's got a chip on his shoulder because the Saints interviewed him. He thought he was going to be drafted by the Saints. He thought that was a pretty good landing spot for him in the first round. They got an offensive lineman. How has that worked out for them? So you think Dart is one of those type of guys, like how we just saw Cam Schlittler get motivated because people crossed the line talking to him, his family, whatever they did, Boston fans. He couldn't wait to put his whole, you know, surrounding area where he grew up, his college, to bed last night. I think there's a little chip on Dart's shoulder where he wants to beat the Saints for not drafting him, not coming to get him, and drafting Tyler Shuck in the fourth round, or no, not fourth round, 40th overall, because they didn't get Dart, and look where they are now. They don't have a quarterback at all. So we will get into the conversation there as well. Giants fans, call me up with your thoughts and your takes, but let's get back to the phones. Yankee fans, I will tell you this, and I started to tease some of this earlier in the week, but now this is happening on Twitter, live as we speak. Keith_McPherson, former Yankee, Clint Frazier. Shout out to Clint Frazier, number 77. I used to have a rap about Clint. Man, listen, I know Judge is missing. Just put Clint in. Bat speed hitting. Something like that. Just put Clint in. Bat speed hitting. It was always about Clint's bat speed. But Clint Frazier just tweeted out, do I do a full send and sit with the Bleacher Creatures in New York for game 3? Might have to do that. And a couple people tagged me under that. So I quote tweeted. I said, come through. I got you. And Clint replies, Keith and I have been talking. Keith, we going to the game? I'm ready to hit the bleachers in full uniform, brother. Can you imagine? Like, if you saw me out there, I got the jacket and the pins. all the creatures have something. They either got, like, a jersey or like, patches. Shout out to Joey. Patches has the patches jersey. If Clint Frazier pulls up for game three in full Yankee pinstripe, that's going to be hilarious because somebody's going to see him on TV and they're going to be like, that's Clint Frazier. He's retired. Yes, Clint is doing a podcast. And the way we connected, we went live one night. And also for the Met fans, speaking of being live one night, the Rico Bronya is live right now on our YouTube channel while I'm live. So if you want to talk about the Mets firing all of their coaches, Hoff and Evan are going through that right now. They started the Rico Bronya at 10 o'clock, so you only missed 13 minutes. If you want to dive in on Hefner and Chavez being kicked to the curb and heads will roll, someone has to pay for this. The Rico Bronya episode, I don't know, 5,000 by now. Episode 563. Evan, 563 episodes for a podcast you've been doing for two seasons? Evan is a machine when it comes to cranking out these Ricos. I think his whole thing was to catch up to the rest of the podcast world because he started it late. 563 episodes? I think I did Talking Nets for like three seasons, and we barely broke like 200. So that means Evan's grinding. But yeah, let's get back to the phones and talk to the Yankee fans. Maybe you see me in the bleachers with Clint Frazier. I just told him I'll hit you offline. Oh, and now we're starting to get a little bit of...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Reaction from the bars. Hey, Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's go to Richie in Queens next. What's up, Richie?
Keith, how are you?
I'm great. Friday night, we're vibing, hanging out, talking sports, and just passing the time.
Yeah, hey, a couple of things before I get to the Yankees. I think the Jets are up against it. Not having Allen, not having a second receiver behind Wilson. Inaccurate passing of Fields. As bad as they are, Dallas. The defense hasn't come up big. I think Dallas will score a lot of points. So, and I was at the Dart game last week, got excited a little bit. Yeah, you know, I go to a game every year, and it's the first time in 4 years I saw a winning
Good winning job. Game. Great. So, I was happy for all the Giants fans that went out there and got the feeling of leaving that building with a win, because It's rare.
Yeah, it is rare. And obviously losing Neighbors is a big issue. I don't know. You mentioned Hyatt. He's been such a disappointment. I don't know what he's doing and to deserve the wrath against the coaches, but obviously don't care for him. Okay, you Yankees. I there's a couple of things about that game. Number one, I was so impressed with Bellinger. They didn't talk about it. He never stopped busting going to second on that boop. And people kind of saw, you know, I don't know if it was mentioned or thought about it. And I'm sure you do because you're into the game. But, you know, he made that. A lot of guys would just, oh, it's going to be an out.
Yeah.
And maybe not even make that play.
But it's so the postseason, and he is a true pelotero. He is a ball player all the way. And honestly, after you saw Duran misplay that ball that ended up being an RBI single for Judge, and when you know, like, this building is rocking, every ball that goes up in the air is not a 99-90% catch probability, you got to go. So, yeah, that was good on him. Also, the run he scored.
Unfortunately, Stanton then, though, but he came out with a good count.
Yeah, I think for Stanton, he had been 0-for, and he got a hold of one, and he thought he did it. He thought he hit the home run to, like, say, I'm back and rock the place. I thought he did, too. It went off the wall.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, Keith, you know, I've been watching baseball a long time. And, you know, this is when they talk about a long season. When you think about 40, 50 games ago, how bad they were terrible.
Yeah.
And we talked about that. They were fundamentally horrific. They made plays that were just, like, mind-boggling. They didn't hit in the clutch. The pitching was erratic. And all of a sudden, the last 20-something games turned it around to where there has been very few blunders, if any. Volpe made a great play on that Chisholm throw. That could have been second and third or first and third, nobody out. So, you know, it's amazing how things have turned for them. And they've all of a sudden we went from, like, oh, could they make the playoffs to where I think they should get and get to the World Series. I don't like to make predictions per se. I don't see how they can lose to Toronto. I really mean that.
Me either.
I know Gosman's giving them trouble, but I don't think Berrios is hurt. Bichette not being there, Clement at second. I know Kirk has been an issue. If they get that mojo and know that they are better, they just are. Starting pitching, and if the relief pitching has shown signs, and I think Boone is knowing who he can rely on, they should go in and beat them. And again, with Judge, you want a signature moment. I think you'll get it. You know, he still hasn't done it. Thank God they won that series. It was that point and thing. I know he had 3 hits, 4 hits. But the power's not there. But it just takes 1 or 2 moments for him to just turn it around. So I think that they look really, really solid for this series. And I think Buck Martinez is kind of eating his words. But although what Buck said it, we said it, Keith, and you said it. I said it 50 games ago.
Buck kind of said it after. Buck said it after the fact. And I know he was going off of what he had seen so far, but the timing of it was right when they started to turn it around. Thanks for the call, Richie. I'm not taking up for Buck Martinez. I remember, I think I might have been driving to the stadium. I was driving somewhere. Or was I driving to Giants Stadium? I don't know when I was driving. I know I was going up Tunnelly Ave, and I was listening to Buck Martinez on Evan and Tiki show. I was mad. I was like, bro, they need to grill him. They need to not be friendly with this guy. I guess Evan had a relationship with him, or maybe not. But we're trying to make him eat his words. Here are some words from The Athletic. As, you know, during the breaks, and I know you guys see me on YouTube, during the breaks, I'm just always looking for information. I'm digging. I'm reading things. I'm trying to bring things to the table. So in this article written in The Athletic today by Mitch Bannon covering the Blue Jays, they talk about Max Scherzer's role, bats on the bubble, players that the Blue Jays are missing. And this excerpt right here is interesting because, like, this is where I think the whole series is going to lie. How they set up the rotation. Kevin Gausman, Toronto's undeniable second-half ace, appears to be the clear choice to start Game 1. After that, things get murky. Shane Bieber is the Jays' second-best starter, but that doesn't mean he'll pitch in Game 2. There's an argument to push Bieber to Game 3, sliding Trey Yesevich into the second slot. Throwing a rookie into his fourth career start in a potential deciding game of a division series at Yankee Stadium is a huge ask. See, so they are thinking about these. The writers are thinking about, they all have to think about this. 2 of Bieber's 3 career postseason outings came in the Bronx. So they're thinking about setting up Shane Bieber for Game 3 or the deciding Game 4. A game two start for Trey Yesevich keeps him at Rogers Center, a friendlier environment, and removes New York's ability to practice at-bats against him using their home traject pitching simulator. They're even thinking about that. You know what they have? Like, I've been downstairs. They have the traject simulator that can simulate Garrett Crochet. It doesn't help, but it can simulate, you know, everyone. Unfamiliarity with his funky arm slot is a clear edge for Yesevich. Throwing in the second game would also keep the righty available out of the bullpen for Game 5. One sign pointing to Trey Yesevich potentially pitching on Sunday is the fact that he and Gausman were the only starters not to pitch in Toronto's intra-squad games this week. So we're starting, even though it's TBD, you're starting to see where this is heading. If the Jays start the series with Gausman, Yesevich, and Bieber in some order, that leaves one starting spot left for Chris Bassitt and Max Scherzer. On the season, Bassitt was the better performer, yada, yada, yada. Basically, I think they are going to go Gausman in Game 1, Yesevich in Game 2, Bieber in Game 3, Bassitt in Game 4. And if they got to go, and then they can come back to Gausman in Game 5. They don't have to go Scherzer at all. They can't throw Scherzer. One, he's absolutely cooked. Two, he's tipping his pitches, and that's the whole thing they were talking about. Oh, everybody knows the Yankees are good when they got something. The Yankees are good at telling what a guy's trying to do. Well, why would you put Max Scherzer back on the mound in Yankee Stadium in a raucous environment when we can, like, I don't think that's going to happen. So, here we go, folks. Val is in the Bronx with us on the fan. What's up, Val?
Yes, what's going on, King?
Working.
You're killing it as usual. You know, I was going to talk to you. Like, I was itching for this call all week. It's been short shows. You're starting up when I'm finishing up lunch, and I couldn't get in to make the call. But when I saw the 5-hour block today on the schedule, I said, oh, my, you know, I got to talk. I even told Rose. Rose was screening the call, and he's like, what you got for me? I said, dude, I just need to talk to Fizz. Tell Fizz I need some time, and I need to talk to Fizz. I got like 4 points I want to give you on this series, man. But just to take care of some quick business, real quick. Yo, just so you know, I always tell you, I'm always listening. Fort Lee is the town, baby boy. Hiram, the greatest hot dogs on the East Coast.
I don't know why, man. I blanked on that. I know exactly where it is. It's a lot going on, but I know Fort Lee, Hiram. Shout out to Manny and them over there. I might go there tomorrow, like, if I want to. Just because Manny was like, yo, come through. And their food over there is 101. It's delicious.
The chili dog is the best, bro. Yo, I used to work in Edgewater pre-COVID.
Okay.
And
right
I would
there.
Pull up river. Well, I was further down, like closer to, I don't know if you know where Pier 115 is.
I do. I used to live in Riverbend, Port Imperial in West New York.
Well, I used to work in the complex that Pier 115 is at. I used to work in a company in there. So it was River Road right up to Hudson Terrace, and then you take the bridge, GWB, and you home. There were times I would divert through Fort Lee just knowing that I was like, I would make an excuse, bro. Like, I got something to take care of.
So you could eat there.
And get my chili dog. And shout out to one of your callers earlier, Jennifer. You know what I'm saying? Martin Lawrence voice, if you know the Martin show, respect my house. You know what I'm saying? You can come if you want, but respect my house. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jennifer. To get to my 4 points on this series, man. Yo, we spoke before about Cam Schlittler, and I told you how I felt about his composure and his poise. But I heard you say some things just now that just made me feel even better. Because, like, I was on the night before the game, before it started. And I said I felt confident in him. I believed in his composure. I believed in his poise. I didn't think the moment was going to get over. I wasn't expecting what he gave me that night. But after hearing what you said about, like, the kind of heat that he was getting and the things that was going through his mind, like, you got, until you said that, I don't think anybody in the world would have ever thought that he had some kind of things burning in the back of his head. Because, again, that poise and that composure, he was just focused on job one.
Yeah.
You know?
Possessed.
And some context with that, because if you really, really appreciate and understand what you saw last night from him, it explains a few other things pitching-wise in our series. And I'm going to sound like I'm in the minority, but, like, point one with that, when you saw, like, the fact that like, he made it easy. I'm not saying that I'm not trying to take anything away from Boone for sending him back out. But with the kind of dominant performance he gave you, he made it easy for Boone to be able to say, let me send you back out, which is different a little, as much as I love Max Fried and as much as he gave me everything he could in game one, it was a little bit different of a feel that you got from him in that game.
It was way different. He's only throwing fastballs in the zone. Max Fried has seven different pitches he's trying to land, and he was getting squeezed. The ump last night, I was applauding him. I'm like, yeah, Blue, because all he was doing was calling those strikes. He got to 1-3-ball count.
No, because I hear people trying to make that whataboutism. Well, you know, that's what you should have done with Fried in game one. And I think it was a little bit of a different situation.
It was way different. And even Rodon's situation was different. And that's what I keep trying to say without saying how you said. It is different night to night. Each game is different. Each pitcher is different. The circumstances were different. You can't let game one bleed into game two or game one or two bleed into game three. Go on.
But Cam's context also played into game two with Rodon also, because I think once Cora went to his bullpen, you know what I'm saying? I think Boone was really looking at it as trying to, knowing that he had Schlittler coming tonight and not knowing that we were going to get what we got last night, he was trying to do everything he could to kind of like save that bullpen.
Yeah.
And that's how Cora got to spend his on that Tuesday night, too.
So Fernando Cruz got up and warmed up. Devin Williams got up and warmed up. They didn't get used.
So if you really understand the context of Schlittler, it makes you think about Boone a little bit differently with how he handled them pitches in game two. I know I'm going to sound like I'm in the minority.
Nah, I hear you.
It makes you see that a little bit differently.
And then I got
point
you.
Point number two, okay? Yo, I could be like just over, like being a little bit overhyped about this, but I feel like, you know, especially with the questions that they had with the lineup that he threw out in game one, from game two on, I felt like every button that he pushed, there was like a certain mentality amongst them to kind of, as much as people say Boone is a player's manager, I feel like the players actually made a point of saying, we're going to justify and reward his trust in us. Whoever he put out there, whatever bench moves he made, even in yesterday's game, you know what I'm saying? When you saw McMahon come out there and he's flying and diving and doing stuff, like whichever button he pushed, Rosario, all of that. From game two on, once, like, even Jazz and Rice, they were like, nah, it's all right. You sat me one. I got you. We'll make them forget that. Like, the guys made a point, and that's all part of that family thing that they have. You know, I've been talking to you about the sound that you get from them in the post game, mm-hmm. and that's going to lead me into my point three. I've been talking to you about that sound that you're getting from them in the post game, and they just seem, like, so focused. You hear people talking about, you know, what do we do with this? Are you scared of this? Are you scared? Like, they are just like, you know, it doesn't matter who's in front of them right now. They just, like, you heard Judge say, it's about us. And not to be like we're, you know, conceited or overconfident, but it's about what we do. We are in control. Like, anything is out there. We got to go against it, but we have to be the ones that take it. You know what I'm saying?
Val, you're the man, bro. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Sometimes I catch you call Big Mac. I know my shows have been like 2 hours after the game this week, so it's tough for me to get to all the calls. I got to move the line along, but I'm with you, bro. I think that we've learned a lot about this team. This team has evolved. I think they feel like they are brothers. They are connected. They are in this together. There is not one guy in this room that I think is focused on leaving and heading out the door to anywhere else. I think they are all pulling on the same rope. I think they, you know, half of them went through the battles last year, and then the new guys that are here, they know what type of team they're on. They know where this team is heading. It's a great vibe that the Yankees have right now, and they look at Toronto like there's no way this team is better than us, and they beat the division. Okay, now we got to beat them where it counts. Aaron Boone had no reason to take out Cam Schlittler, and being in the stadium, we were all just counting pitches and saying, yo, it's scoreless. And like on the other side, Cora left that young man out there to die. He literally let the game die with him on the mound. He didn't even go out and talk to him, nothing. It's just like he knew he had nothing. But I love watching Cam Schlittler come back out for the seventh. Come on. I'm like, show me something now, Cam. Okay, you got some runners on. Get these outs. Like, it was great. It was great. And I think that now when we get into these further rounds, what we went through in this three-game set is experience that we'll play. Don't be in a rush to take Max Fried out of his next start. If he's scoreless, if he's not laboring, Carlos Rodon, if he's losing it, this is Carlos Rodon. You've You got to keep an eye on him. If he's losing it, take him out. Cam Schwitler, if he's dialed in, he's going, and he's throwing strikes, he's not walking guys, he's not losing the strike zone, continue. How huge is that to have the off day today and the bullpen, guys that have pitched back-to-back days, like Cruz and Williams, Bednar I'm not worried about. Like, those guys get a break. The bullpen is rested going into the series. Bednar I'm not worried about because Bednar is a dog. I bet he's ready to go just from this day off. I bet he's ready to go tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And it won't be 4 o'clock. It'll be 6:30, 7. And, like, I also envision a time where Camilo Duvall, if we have enough of a lead and it's not a save situation, Camilo Duvall go get those last three outs for us.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And give Bednar a little bit of a break, if need be. 888-808-1019. Jeff is in Westfield, New Jersey, on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Love your show. We have spoken before. Real quick, chime in for just 2 minutes on the hot dog talk you're having. So don't you live in Monmouth County or something?
I'm from Monmouth County, but I stay in Hoboken, Jersey City area right now. And sometimes when I drive up to the stadium, going up to George Washington Bridgeway, I know a little different ways to maneuver where if I'm passing Hiram's on the way back or there, you kind of got to stop. It's kind of hard not to pull over and, you know.
Attaboy. You ever hear of this place in Union at Five Points, Gallatin Hill? It's called Peterson's, or they call it the Gallatin Hill Inn. And they have the greatest hot dog stand for years with the snap on them. Oh, man, they make them in Connecticut. Nice. Special recipe.
No, I'm looking it up. Is it a secret? It's nothing's popping up for me.
Look, Gallatin Hill hot dogs or Peterson's hot dogs.
Okay. It's on the list.
Gallatin Hill, there's in Union.
I see it now. Yes, I have seen this logo before, and I have seen this place before.
That's it. Yeah, man, try it out sometime. All right, last thing I have to say is Yankees in four.
Nice. Thanks for the call, Jeff. 888-808-1019. Yankees in four makes sense, right? One of those starts is going to be a good start from Shane Bieber, or maybe Gausman does get the first one. I doubt it. The Yankees are rolling. Chris Bassitt, we know he can deal. I guess we give them the respect that we're not going to sweep them. But I think a sweep is definitely on the table. It was just Yanks in three. It could be Yanks in three again. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm running out of time. A five-hour show. It feels fast like the two-hour show. 90 minutes left. Call me up. We'll be right back. I just saw Hoff on the Rico. I'm like, is Hoff coming up next? I'm pretty sure Hoff is coming up next. So, Hoff, you got to get off the Rico and come to the Fan. Yeah, okay, the Rico has ended. That was a short Rico. I mean,
this is the Rico Brodna podcast.
Remember, I was about to start the Rico Garcia podcast as Rico Garcia went from Mets to Yankees back to the Mets. the Rico is over. But how much can you really talk about happy trails, Jeremy Hefner and Eric Chavez? How much can you talk about football on a football Friday when the Jets are about to go 0-5, and I don't know. I think the Giants can win. I just think the Giants defense is going to do enough to stop the Saints offense. And here's my thing about Malik Nabers. We've seen games where Malik Nabers wasn't really a factor. Last week, they didn't get the ball to Malik Nabers last week at all. So they figured out a way to win, and they won. And then also, they couldn't get the ball to Malik Nabers. Was it against Washington? I know they didn't win the ball. Now I can't talk. I'm reading, and I'm trying to think about what I'm trying to say. Win the ball. I know they didn't get him the ball. I know they didn't win the game. I just think that it's not the end-all, be-all without Malik Nabers. Oh, it was the Chiefs game. The Chiefs game was somewhat close without them force-feeding the ball to Malik Nabers. So there is a world where Jackson Dart and Brian Daboll cook up. And I think with Jackson Dart's athletic ability and his ability to improvise and kind of make it up on the go, they're going to find ways to move the ball. Move the ball and, you know, put pressure on Rattler and don't give him time to throw. And I think the Giants can go down there and get a win. They got to be kicking the ball, though. New York field goal Giants. Is Younghoe Koo active yet? Maybe. And then we'll see. Now, with the Yankees going to the next round, the ticket price is just going to get ratcheted up. I noticed, you couldn't get in there for less than $150 on Thursday, yesterday. But Tuesday, you could get in for $75. So the cost doubled in 2 days. Now, I just was looking at Nick Totoro's page, and that's another thing about Yankee Stadium. I saw he was with Johnny Manziel. And as we get, further and further, and there's less teams playing, and all the focus shifts to Yankee Stadium, it brings out more and more celebrities. So between Legends, Delta, and the Suite Level, those are going to be claimed by rich celebrities that are either gifted them from somebody that paid for them, or they just come out and pay for them. There's always celebrities in Yankee Stadium. I'm not a celebrity in Yankee Stadium, but it's obviously a hotbed for people that know me. I've said that to friends because, friends will come with me and they're always fascinated by how many people. You know that guy? No. Oh, that guy was looking at you. Oh, that guy took a picture of you. I'm like, if there's one place where people show me love, it's Yankee Stadium. But there's one thing I ask. And if you can hear me and you meet me at the stadium, you got to chill with the touching. I had a guy try to smack my ass in the stadium and I hit his arm. And he was offended. And I'm like, yo, chill, bro. I don't know you. He's like, oh, my bad, man. Big fan. I watch your stuff. I'm like, he tried to give me, I'm walking past him in the hallway going past the terrace. And so he gives me the wave, what's up, Keith? And I don't know if, I'm just like, what's up, bro? And he comes around for the, ass smack. We're teammates or something. And so with my left arm, I just knock his arm to not be able to complete that. And in a way, I hit him. I wasn't trying to be forceful, but at the same time, bro, I don't know. You don't come through trying to slap my ass. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm like, just get it together, bro. Would you smack a stranger's ass? I am a stranger to you. You might see me in your phone. You might hear me on the Odyssey app. You might hear me in your car, but I don't know you. And like, this is the Bronx, New York. Like, you need to have your guard up a little bit. There was this other guy I met behind the bleachers, and his girl shamed him. Because, like, I pull up, I'm just trying to look over and see the game. And when he notices it's me, he gives me a pat on the back. And I'm like, bro, it's good. He's like, oh, big fan. And he starts tapping me on the arm. And I'm like, yo, like, okay. Like, nice to meet you. Just stop touching me, bro. Like, that was already a back tap and two taps. And then after I was like, stop touching me, he's still on the way out, gave me a tap and like walked away. And his girl was looking at him like, what are you doing? Who is that? Why are you touching that guy? Like, he looked like he was about to get active with you. I know it's all in good fun. And most of the time these people are drunk and they're nice because they're you know, fans. But they get too nice. They like, I don't know. Like, when you start to get notoriety, it changes the way you meet people. It is completely changed for me. My awareness and antennas have to be up now because it's like, I don't know if you're doing that to, you know, I don't know. But, hey, if you approach me, just say what's up. We can take a picture. I'll dap you up. I got no problem. Full on dap, fist bump, dap. I keep the Purell on deck. I'm washing my hands in there. But the smack in the ass, the consistent tapping on the back, or like putting your arm around, like, bro, I don't know you, man. I do not know you, man. You're aware of me, but I don't know you. This is our first time meeting. So meet me like you would meet somebody for the first time. Ray is in Brooklyn on the fan. It's not his first time being on.
Yo,
okay.
I don't even know how to follow that up, bro. Like,
this is a PSA.
Yo, these dudes are weird, man. They some twerk in the mirror, kind of like,
bro.
What the?
I wish I had a GoPro on me. This one kid, one day, I walked up on him. I was outside stands, and he gave me a slap on the chest. He's like, Keith, how are you? And then I slapped him back, like, and he, like, took a couple steps back. And I'm like, bro, I don't know you. Why are you, like, giving me a chest pat like we're boys?
You see, the reaction he had, he should have thought about that before he touched you, because that he should assume you're going to have that same type of reaction. It's just weird.
Just keep your hands to yourself. That's a stadium rule. Like, the Red Sox fans were getting active, but when they crossed the line to put their hands on somebody in a section, okay, now it's on. Don't touch anybody.
Yo, plus, you already know dudes ain't the same no more. Some Diddy party dudes out there. Like, yo, Keith, man, you're doing the right thing, bro. You got to be careful. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I was with my son, my nephews, and my brother, and I met Emmanuel Barbari earlier this year in June. Like, we had set it up and everything.
Emmanuel, like 6'4", he's a big dude when you see him. Pause.
And we were and the Yankees were struggling at that time, too. So I'm like, yo, dude, why don't you get out there and grab a bat? Like, you know what I'm saying? You look like you can play. But, yeah, he was great. He was fantastic. He was super, like, you know, down to earth, super humble. Like, I shouted him out plenty of times. He made, you know, he made the whole summer, the entire summer for my nephews. They're small, and they're easily impressionable. They love the Yankees. But,
yeah, Emmanuel's a good guy.
Yeah, I was looking for you because I was sitting over there like, by where you sit, but I don't think you went that night. And now I'm afraid to even, because I'm going to be walking on eggshells now if I see you.
Good. I want more people to approach me on eggshells because some people approach me way too comfortable. Like yo, chill.
Nah, yeah, but no, it would definitely be a pleasure. Maybe next year I'll get the opportunity. And, you know,
I would know your voice. I would hear, we've talked enough on the station. I would hear your voice as soon as you're like, yo, it's Ray from Brooklyn. I'd be like, what's good?
Yo, Keith, plus, I'm a real G, bro. I'm not going to approach you like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want nobody doing me like that. But, I call because, like, you know, right now, the way I feel about this postseason, and I'm happy to hear that everybody's on some positivity and not some fake positivity like they do across town where they're full of schlit. But, you know, I'm loving the vibes right now, Keith. I love that you're back on board. C-Mac, all the guys, you know, shout out to Roscoe and Val from the Bronx. They big fans. We all dogs, man. I'm happy that we all arrived at the same place and we got something to root for. But what I'm thinking, Keith, is the redemption tour. Like, I want all the smoke. I wanted the Red Sox. I want the, I want the Blue Jays now. After we've done with the Blue Jays, I want Seattle because Kyle, C-O-W, Raleigh, you know, that whole narrative is getting on my nerves. So I want Judge just put a, you know, the, what do you call it? Put like an icing on the cake by outplaying him in that series and validating the MVP that he should and will receive. And then after that, Keith, I want those sore winners out in L.A., bro, because they're not anything special, man. So I don't know how you feel about that, but I think, dude, I don't know. If I had to bet money, Keith, and I'm not going to do that, I'm not a betting man. I work hard for my bread just like you do. But, like, I'm feeling really good, man. And I think this redemption tour, I really think this is going to be the conclusion that we need, bro. How you feel about that?
Appreciate the call, Ray. The redemption tour, the revenge tour, whatever you want to call it, it just got started. We are on, like, the first lap of it. So far, very good. More to do. But really, more has to be done outside of us. Like, I guess. I mean, the more we talked about this earlier in the show, the more I actually thought about it, I'm like, okay, we've got the first two legs. Like, the Red Sox, now we're about to dance with Toronto, and I think we're beating Toronto. Cool. Still have to get it done, though. Like, we lose tomorrow, and then it's uphill again. But then the next round, as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, do I want to see the Mariners and Cal Raleigh in that cross-country flight? Or do I want the Michigan flight? Do I want the revenge against A.J. Hinch? Do I want to see Jahmy Jones and Gleyber Torres, former Yankees? Do I want the lower-seeded team so the Yankees have home field advantage? I think I want home field advantage more than I want a revenge tour. And there's still home field advantage and a little bit of revenge. And not as much revenge, not having home field, going against the Mariners and like Cal Raleigh. And I don't know, like I think I kind of want the Tigers now. Now I'm thinking about it. The Tigers beat them. We beat, you know what? There's more revenge in the Tigers too. Because I remember being young coming out of college and the Tigers beating us. 2011, 2012, right? The year that Raul energized us going up against the Baltimore Orioles, right? Because we lost to the Tigers in 2011 in the DS. And then the next year, we got the Orioles in the DS, and we knew we'd face that Tigers team again. And Jeter got hurt, and we got swept. And it was like, well, damn, it's over. See, like, that's when these Gen Z kids... Because if I was at, that's when these Gen Z Yankee fans, they were teenagers. If I was just coming out of college, they were just young preteen teenagers going through that experience. So there's some get back there with the Tigers as far as their franchise. Definitely get back with A.J. Hinch because he was with the Astros. We would see our old pal Gleyber Torres, Jahmy Jones. I don't know their roster. There's probably some other crossover there, former players or somebody. And we would have home field advantage. If we face Cal Raleigh and the Mariners, there's not really like a revenge. There's revenge. Like, we think there's revenge because we think they're going to give Cal Raleigh the MVP and take it away from Judge. But Judge still could win the MVP, so there's no real revenge there, and we won't know until the season's over. And it is a long flight to go back and forth from Seattle to New York. And, like, I was really young when, you know, the 2000, you know, beating the Mariners in the ALCS. Like, I barely remember that. But we beat them, so, like, there's no revenge there either. I think it's the Tigers that I want now. I think I'm off the Cal Raleigh. And then even when the Mariners beat us in 95, which we've already avenged, 95, I was not watching baseball. I always say the one player that I wish I was a little bit older to watch was Don Mattingly. If I was a little bit older, you know, like Big Mac is a little bit older than me. So when Big Mac talks about when he started watching the Yankees, I'm like, Big Mac came in 93, he says. I'm like, that's like 4 or 5 years before I really even was aware of what was going on and started watching. So give me the Tigers in the ALCS and home field advantage. And then on the other side, I don't care who it is. I really don't want to dance with the Dodgers again because you guys think that, you know, there's revenge there. There's also getting beat back-to-back years by the Dodgers, which would be hell. Like, that would suck. And Ohtani's pitching, and if Ohtani's healthy, like, you guys forget, Ohtani was hurt last year and they beat us. Ohtani wasn't pitching and he had one arm and they beat us. So I wouldn't sign up for that kind of revenge, because that could be a miserable nightmare over again. Deja vu. Can't believe this is happening again.
Shohei Ohtani.
888-808-1019. It's already 11 o'clock. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.